What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Jay the Lady, and I'm back with another interesting episode of my podcast, which you all know is called Jay's Lucky Podcast. Now, my apologies for not recording an episode last week. I just was not motivated to do it, and I'm just not going to do things that I don't feel motivated to do this year. I'm trying to start this year off differently, so I apologize if you were expecting a new episode from me last week. My apologies. But this week, I decided to talk about something interesting, and I know that it'll be relatable to people because the majority of the topics that I speak about are pretty much relatable, so you guys will really, really, really like this one. I hope so. So happy Friday, of course. Hope everybody had a great week. This week went by extremely fast, but I really hope that you enjoyed every bit of it. So for the people who are new to my podcast, I usually upload, or I should say record, new episodes every Friday, and I speak about my personal experiences, and I also speak about relatable topics that people can relate to, hint, relatable topics, meaning that these topics are pretty much relatable to all kinds of people, and I really hope people enjoy this topic. Now, this topic is something that is relatable to what happened to me recently. And this topic is going to be called God putting you in situations to see if you're going to listen to your intuition or not. I truly believe that you should listen to yourself no matter what. Right now, I am in the process of finding a new full-time job. I'm right now a part-time greetings card merchandiser, and the job is very much interesting, but it doesn't really help, you know, pay for anything. You know, I'm looking for a better income. I'm looking for just better things this year. Just expecting more, wanting more out of myself. And this year I decided to do things just a little bit differently than usual. When I was younger and I was applying for jobs, the only thing that I seemed to care about was the paycheck, right? That's what everybody seemed to care about. Just receiving money every single month, paying your bills, taking care of yourself, going on trips, whatever you seem to do with your money, that's the main reason why people want a job. But then as I grew older, and I've been working for 7 years now, you know, not at the job I'm at now, of course, but just in general, I've been working for 7 years now, and I realized that seeking a full-time employment or any type of employment is more than just receiving a paycheck every single month. I think that the older you get, the more you should start to observe the scenery before you accept a job offer. And when I say observe the scenery, I am referring to paying attention to the person that's interviewing you, paying attention to the company, looking up the company, making sure that you're working for good people, not any crooked people. You know, like, there's lots of other things that you're supposed to focus on. And whenever I go on these interviews for these jobs that I have applied for, I'm very observant, something that I never used to do in the past. And so when I first arrived to the place that I'm having the interview at, I like to look at the building. Does the building look clean? Is the person interviewing me nice? Are they listening to me? Are they seeming interested in me? I pay attention to those things, excuse me, because I think that they're pretty much important. I think that if I'm going to work for this company, I need to know who I'm working for and if this person is going to be cooperative. Now, we all know that a job is not going to be perfect. Everybody knows that things in life are not going to be perfect. I don't expect things to be perfect, and I don't expect people to be around me to be perfect. It's just that I just expect more out of myself. And so I think that because I expect more out of myself, I expect more out of other people and, you know, certain situations that I am involved in. So this job that I had on Tuesday, and this relates to the topic. I'm not getting off topic, although the people, if you're listening and if you're one of my supporters from Wisdom, you know that whenever I go live, I tend to get off topic, but I promise I'm going to stay on topic on this one. I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, so when I had the interview on Tuesday, it was to be a receptionist at Family Center Services, and it seemed like a very great job. The lady that interviewed me, she was very sweet, she was kind, she seemed very much interested in me, but the one thing that I disliked about the job was that I was going to be sitting at a desk in a dead office. You know, this office that I was having the interview at has been shut down for 3 years. And they just recently opened up the, you know, the office. And I understand that it takes time for people to realize that the place is opening back up. So she said that it's been dead since August of last year. And so I was like, that just uninterested me. I'm like, oh my God, I do not like to be at a job where I'm not going to be occupied. I like to be occupied at work. I like to sit down and I like to have something to do every single time that I clock into work. I don't like to sit there and do absolutely nothing. I think that's a waste of time. Of course, it's a difference, you know, sitting at home on your phone and then sitting at home at work because you're getting paid. You know, that's the only difference. When you're home, you're not getting paid, which is pretty much understandable. But I like to work. Working is something that always satisfied me ever since I received my first job. So if I'm being told during an interview that this job is pretty much nothing to do, it's going to be dead for a little while, I just think that that uninterests me. And I was so sure. I was like, you know what? I finished the interview. I said, this is a great interview. I think that, you know, the lady was nice. She was very much cooperating with me, I should say. I liked her a lot. But then I realized, you know, I don't think that this is something that I want to do because I like to be occupied. And I think that you have to do what you want and you have to do what is best for you. And, you know, after the interview, I spoke to a friend of mine. I spoke to my mom and they both were basically telling me that I should have just given it a try. Like, don't just say no to it just because the lady is telling you that it's dead. You know, you got to, you know, just give it a try. And I was so certain about my decision before I told my mom and my friend about this interview. I was so certain about not doing it. And then they had me thinking, like, maybe I should give it a try. Maybe I am a little bit too hands-on when it comes to these jobs. That's what I was thinking. And then, you know, I look at my life and I look at the signs that God has given me. And every single day that I'm alive, God has given me signs that I am on the right path and that I'm doing the best that I can. And my best is good enough. And that the things that I am deciding to do is the right decisions and the right action to make because I see signs that I'm on the right path. I see signs all of the time. You know, sometimes it doesn't feel like I'm on the right path, but seeing signs from God makes me feel so much better because it makes me feel like, okay, well, I am doing something right. You know, just because I don't see something within the moment does not mean that nothing's happening. It simply does mean it's happening. It's in the midst of happening. You know, just have to be patient and it'll happen, before my eyes even blink, if, you know, if that makes any sense. But the overall point of me sharing this story with you guys is to let you know that God puts you in certain situations to see what you will do. He tests you a bit. Are you going to use your intuition? Are you going to listen to yourself? Are you going to listen to other people? Are you going to do what's best for you? Or are you going to do what's best for other people? So I think that if your first intuition is no, they always say go with your first feeling and your first thought. And my first thought was no, I didn't want the job because when I heard dead, I instantly was like, I don't know. You know, and it's crazy because I didn't try it out. And I honestly feel like you don't have to try something out just to see if you like it. Sometimes you can just view the situation at hand beforehand, before you even start to get involved in it. And you realize, you know what, this is something that I don't see myself doing. So the overall point of this live chat is to encourage people to listen to themselves. And, you know, if there's something that you don't like, you should stick by the things that you do like and what you don't like. Not for you just seeking a job, but just anything, you know, anything in general that you see yourself doing, you have to listen to yourself. And I know that I like to be occupied. I like to, you know, I don't know. I like to just be busy all day. That's something that drives me. I don't like to sit around and do absolutely nothing. And I like to be occupied. I like the days to go by fast and me doing something. I don't like work to feel like work. I want it to feel like fun. And I truly believe that you can get the things that you want. A lot of people say, oh, just settle for this, just settle for that. All because they believe there is no other option. I believe that there's other options. And I honestly believe that there's never just one option or one alternative. There's always much more than that. So the overall point is that you're put in situations to be tested. You know, If there's a job that comes up that you're seeking and it doesn't really fit your credentials, are you going to just accept it because you're being desperate and you just feel as though, you know, I'm tired of seeking for a job, I'm about to just go for anything? Or you feel as though that I have to stick by myself and I have to listen to myself and I truly believe that this is something that I don't want to do? I think that it's truly up to you. It is truly up to you. And I think that when you stand on something, you should stand by it no matter what anybody says. You know, there's going to be people around you that's going to tell you what they think you should have done. But you have to stay true to yourself and you have to go by what you think and what you feel. And that's more important than what other people think you should do. So that's all I really wanted to say, that you're going to be put in certain situations that's going to test you, you know. And I think that a lot of us are put in situations that are testing us. And it's only for the better. It's just to make us stronger and wiser and to be aware of what's happening. And I'm proud of myself for doing something different. I'm glad that I don't make the same decisions that I made when I was younger. You know, it just shows some growth within my actions. And it also shows that I do believe that there's more out there for me because I'm doing something different, meaning that I'm, you know, yearning for better results and just different things and more things. So I'm pretty proud of myself for doing such a thing. And so, yeah, just, you know, you're put in situations like God puts you in certain situations to see what you're going to do, you know, just see like, and I think that's what it is. I think that he puts you in those situations to see what you're going to do, you know? And I think that if you stick by yourself and you listen to who you are, you pass the test, you passed the lesson that God wanted you to learn. And never second guess yourself. Always go with your first gut. If your first gut is, oh no, I don't want to work at this job, I don't see myself working at this job, I think that you should listen to yourself. You know, now, if you're allowing fear to get in your way, that's a totally different story. I'm talking about intuitive feelings. Everybody has an intuition. It is our GPS to guide us in this world. And I think that if you listen to your intuition, if, you know, if your intuition telling you, okay, this is not a job that I see myself working at, I think you should definitely listen to yourself. And I'm saying this because I'm speaking from experience. I'm pretty sure a lot of us has been in situations when we rejected our intuition and we regretted it in the future, because we should have just listened to ourselves instead of letting other people get into our heads and tell us what we think we should do. We should just listen to ourselves and see what we think is best for us, you know, because there's lots of people that will come across your path and tell you what they think is better for you or what's good for you. And they don't even know. It could be people that's been in your life forever. They still don't know what's best for you. You know what's best for you because you're the one living your life. So you only know what's good for you and what's best for you. Not everybody is your best interest, and not everybody's opinions is meant for you to listen to them. You know, it's just an opinion. It's something that people think. It's not a fact. It's just something that they think, that they truly think. Not saying that you should be stubborn towards advice. I think that you should definitely listen to what people have to say because it might teach you something. But if you stand by what you say, you're certain about what you think is best for you, I think that you should stand by it. You know, never allow anybody to change your mind, especially if you know that the decision that you made is good for you. Then it's no reason for you to want to change your mind just because somebody else thinks that that decision that you made wasn't really up to their standards, quote unquote, their standards. So, yeah, so I really hope that this episode was interesting. It was relatable. It's the whole purpose of me creating these episodes. But yeah, just basically letting people know that, you know, God puts you in certain situations to test you and see what you're going to do. You know, are you going to listen to yourself this time? Or are you going to allow other people to make decisions for you? Or are you going to, you know, say no, listen to your gut feeling, your gut's feeling saying no, don't go to the party, or don't date this person, or don't accept this job offer. I think there's a reason for those feelings. And I don't think that you should fight against them. I don't think that you should allow them to just pass and you don't feel it. So yeah, that's basically what I really wanted to talk about. It was a topic that just appeared in my mind so late at night. And I really hope that it was relatable. For the people who don't know, I'm Jade the Lady. And I occasionally record new episodes of my podcast, which is called Jade's Lucky Podcast. I can't believe that it's been a year since I've created this podcast. I think that creating this podcast was the most interesting thing to do. Now I don't have a lot of reviews. I don't have a lot of listeners or followers, which is fine, because someday it will build up and I will be the next best thing. So thank you for joining me. I'm Jade Orion. Thank you for your time. I appreciate every single one of you. You guys are truly the best. And yep, I'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend. Thank you for your precious time. You guys are truly welcomed. If you're from Wisdom, thank you for following me on Wisdom. Thank you for tuning into my live chats whenever I go live. And thank you for following me on my podcast. Also, I want to say thank you to the 5 people that follow my podcast on Spotify. Anchor has a new tool on its app that shows how many people have followed you on Spotify. So I saw that 5 people have followed me on Spotify, which is very much interesting. And I really appreciate those people. You guys are very much appreciated. It means a lot to see, you know, people even follow my podcast. I didn't think that my podcast was that interesting for people to follow, but unfortunately it is, or excuse me, apparently it is, which is good. It's nothing unfortunate about that. So, thank you so much. I'm Jade the Lady. And like I said, have a great weekend. I will be back on here next weekend. It was a pleasure speaking with you guys this week. I really hope that this topic was interesting, and just to let you know, and just to cover up, or just not cover up, but just, oh yeah, just to cover up the conversation, excuse me. Yeah, God puts you in certain situations to see what you're going to do. And I truly believe that God puts me in situations and, you know, just to see what I'll do. And yeah, so thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week. And it was a pleasure speaking with you guys. Thank you for joining me this evening.